Unit 4, Traditional Culture. Dialogue 1.
Mike, come and look at this painting of shrimp. It is so simple yet so vivid.
Yeah, it is incredible. Is it the work of Qi Baishi?
Yes, it is. How do you know that?
Well, Qi is famous all over the world, isn't he? Besides, I am quite interested in Chinese painting.
Cool. What kind of Chinese painting do you prefer? Xieyi or Gongbi?
I prefer Xieyi painting, especially the landscape paintings. I can always sense peace and harmony from those landscape paintings.
That's true. Chinese art stresses the harmony between man and nature, which is an important part of China's traditional culture.
I love this art exhibition. This is a kind of universal expression that can link the whole world together.
So do I. Let's go to other areas to see what they have got, shall we?
Okay.
Question 1. What are they talking about?
Question 2. What kind of painting does Mike especially like?
Question 3. Where is the conversation most likely to take place?
Dialogue 2. Hi, Wang Hua. Could I ask you a question?
Of course you can. What is it?
Do Chinese people celebrate Christmas?
Of course not. We are Chinese. But nowadays, the new generation treats it as an important holiday.
Oh, and what do they do on Christmas?
Some of the young people send presents to their friends, and some send chocolates to lovers or someone they like.
But Christmas is not a lover's day.
Yes, you know, Christmas means nothing to most Chinese people, and the new generation would like to spend this day with friends or lovers.
That's true. Christmas is the most important festival in Western countries.
It's the same as our spring festival.
Question 4. What are they talking about?
Question 5. Who would the new generation in China like to spend Christmas with?
Question 6. Among the Chinese festivals, which is similar to Christmas Day to the Westerners?